Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wedding 101 Radio Show. Hello, my name is David Rothstein. This program is designed to be a helpful resource for brides as well as brides and grooms as well as wedding professionals. It was created to give listeners real insights from the top wedding professionals in the nation. Each new show features a variety of different wedding professionals from a variety of different aspects of wedding planning: photographers, caterers, wedding planners, florists, venues, and many more. These interviews will give you lots of great ideas about how to get the best results for your wedding. Wedding vendors can also learn from these fellow professionals. If you have an idea for a guest, please let us know. We hope you enjoy the show. The guest for today is Susan Cordigan from Big City Bride, and we're thrilled to have her here. And she has one of the top wedding planning companies in Chicago, Big City Bride. And she has been featured in The Knot, Wedding Wire. They've won the Bride's Choice, the Knot Awards, been featured in People Magazine, VH1, Martha Stewart Weddings, Chicago Social Brides Magazine, Grace Armand, Wedding Style Magazine, Craig's Crane's Chicago Business, and Take My Wedding, Please. Oxygen, Make It Big, Wedding Planner episode. She's been voted one of the top wedding professionals by The Knot as well as Wedding Wire, and we are thrilled to welcome Susan to the program.
Hi, David. Thank you so much for having me.
Glad to have you here. So today we're going to give some real insights as to what's involved with being a wedding planner, what are some of the things that brides should really be looking for. And just to get started, what inspired you to really become a wedding planner?
Oh, obviously, I think this is something I've always wanted to do and always have dreamt about. From the time that I was very young, I had been collecting and saving and studying weddings and wedding magazines and galas and all kind of publications that just surrounded great events. And that was just always my draw. And I knew that, lucky enough, going into college, studied that, took part in many internships with rigid training and you know, the Disney internship, which teaches great, very polished, you know, guest relation skills and things like that. So I had really worked for it and had gotten in on the ground floor and have worked my way up.
And I think a lot of people, they get married and they had so much fun planning their wedding and they think, oh, this would be so great. Now I'm going to be a professional wedding planner. And a lot of times they don't realize that it's a little bit different perspective when you're not the star of the show and you're working with people that are not your best friends and hanging out laughing at Starbucks. There's a tremendous amount of work that you really have to do. And there's also a few different styles of wedding planning, which is one is full service, another one is really a day of planner. Maybe you can talk a little bit about the differences between those two and what makes one separate than another.
Sure. I'll start with the initial comment is we do get that call or that email all the time. And I just found that that's my call. And, you know, that is great. Sometimes that does happen. But be realistic. You make any, you know, any big movements in your life is being a wedding planner is much different than being a bride. It's like taking it and flipping it upside down. To put it simply, it's like I had a great meal in the restaurant last night, but I am not going to go open up my own restaurant because it's the difference between being the client, being the buyer, you know, spending the money and planning a wedding that turns to when wedding planner, you are the worker bee. You are doing the legwork. You are doing all the research. You are not the buyer. You're basically sometimes the firefighter, and people hire us for all different types of reasons. But often we get hired because there are so many hurdles to cross and so many fires to fight, whether it be a difficult in-law or budget constraints or you've accidentally booked a weekend where there's a huge convention in town and you can't find hotel rooms or bus transportation. We get hired to solve the problems. Being a wedding planner is quite different than being a bride. So that is the first thing to consider. But, you know, I'm always supportive of someone following their dreams, but it is a complete opposite of being a bride. I will definitely say that. I've been on both sides of the spectrum, and I can tell you that for sure. To answer the second part of the question, yes, you know, we do day of and we do full planning. There is quite a difference. If you think of it like this, when we do full planning, we are basically acting as we are building your wedding. And there is an art form to that. There's a certain formula to planning your wedding. You know, just like building a house, you're not picking out the paint colors before you've dug the foundation. And so when we're planning your wedding, we have all of the key tools to plan, from the floor plans to the timeline and the logistics and the picking all the locations for the wedding weekend, whether it's group hotels or event venue or ceremony location or where you're taking your pictures or where's your Sunday brunch or your rehearsal dinner. So we factor in all of that and draw a big picture before we dig the foundation. And we plan smart. We review contracts. We make sure all of your vendors and their contracts and their timing and everything you're buying is cohesive. So that is what full planning is all about, is making the most for the client's money, making sure everything is planned seamlessly. We're not going to book you a ceremony that is going to take guests on a 45-minute bus ride, or is going to have you sitting in traffic, or that is going to be in the middle of a, you know, putting your guests at a hotel that is overflowing with, like, say, the marathon, you know, runners or something like that. We think through everything and act very carefully while being full planning. When we do day of, which we often do, we are basically given all the elements which the couple has booked on their own. And a lot of times they've decided to hire a day of planners because they have found the road so tough and so long. They say, you know what, this is a little bit over my head, I need help. So sometimes when we're doing day of, you know, we will work with what we've got, but we can't, you know, cancel, unfortunately, contracts that may not be favorable for the client, or, you know, we can't book things that are no longer available. So, of course, you know, we'd love to do all full planning, and it definitely benefits couples the most, but we do, you know, jump in to save the day for those who have kind of gotten themselves in a pinch or just feel like they want to release the details to a professional.
I think that's really important is for brides to realize that you're getting into something where you're buying a lot of really expensive things you've never bought before. So I really sympathize with them, because it's not like buying a car or a new hat or a new pair of sunglasses. There are incredible ranges of costs for things, and certainly equally wide variety of different levels of quality that you're getting. And finding the right mix for a particular vendor may be perfect for this type of client, but not necessarily perfect for that type of client. So in a way, you know, a lot of what you're doing, certainly in the beginning in terms of getting their vendors together, is really kind of matchmaking and matching the perfect vendor for that particular client and what their personalities and their needs are too. So being a good listener, I think, is really, really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, too, what you said, it's sometimes not only just the vendors, but we had a gentleman who came to us and said, I'm in a huge pinch. I signed a hotel contract that says I'm responsible for 90% of the rooms at my hotel, in my hotel block, and we don't have anybody staying there. He was going to have to end up paying $6,000 out of pocket because he made a poor decision, and that is, you know, that is something we would have advised our clients not to sign or not to do. So, you know, unfortunately, we, you know, he talked to the hotel and, you know, got out of it, luckily, but I've never heard anyone being able to get out of something like that before. So it's you know, like you said, matchmaking, picking the correct vendors, and making sure that anything you are signing or depositing on is, in fact, what you need, not too little, not too much, because you don't want to be surprised at the end of the process that you've got the photographer for 6 hours, but you really need them for 10, and that's money you haven't budgeted for. So we really analyze all aspects of the wedding day suppliers and needs and locations, and make sure that it's done and done well.
And hiring a top wedding professional like yourself with Big City Bride is really crucial, because people may think, oh, I'm just going to save money and I'm just going to do this myself. But all the money, like the example you just gave, For a fraction of what this guy ended up having to spend for these hotel rooms, he could have easily hired you and had that all really taken care of. So the illusion of something being expensive versus inexpensive is a big problem, certainly in the wedding industry. So if someone hires a florist that is quote-unquote cheaper and they show up late and the flowers don't really look all that great, and did you really save money? And the same way with I'm going to have my Uncle Frank help out with my, or my best friend. She liked planning sorority parties in college, and now she's going to plan my wedding. And unfortunately, not only does it give you poor results for your wedding, but how is that relationship going to be with that person from now on? So I have a philosophy of never hire anybody you can't fire. So I think investing into the absolute best vendors you can, including getting a great wedding planner, is always a great investment in terms of saving you money in the long run and really giving you peace of mind, because you don't want you planning your wedding to be a chore. It should be a pleasurable experience.
Absolutely, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you. Don't hire who you can't fire, because I also call those vendors. And, you know, in some cases it's just fine, but we've also had people, you know, ruin friendships and family relationships over someone who is kind of dabbling in the wedding business and wants you to be their guinea pig. Hire professionals. That's the best way to go.
Absolutely. What would you say are the top five things a bride should consider when choosing a wedding planner?
Well, there are so many more than five, but I will start with a few for sure. You definitely want to consider how your wedding planner works. You want to analyze what are the systems. Do they meet in person? Do they meet in email? Do they have an office where you can bring in items for the wedding weekend, or where you can bring in, you know, meet at after work? And, you know, or are they limited to just phone or just email? Or, you know, are they, do they have support? Because it's in really impossible to think that one person is going to always be available to you. So do they have support staff who can answer quick questions if they're not available, or who are around in case, God forbid, they get sick or have an incident? You know, we had a client recently who hired a photographer, and her wedding is a few months out, and she had to say, you know what, my photographer canceled on me because she's pregnant and due around that time. So you want to consider those things when hiring a planner is, you know, is this a smart decision for the future? Because most weddings are planned 12 to 24 months out. So you don't want to just look at, you know, somebody and say, hey, you know, this person's been around a year or two. You want someone who's established, someone who you can see being around for a while, and someone who has adequate support in case, you know, they have take a vacation or what have you. And you also want to consider personality, because we are with the families throughout the wedding weekend. You want someone you really like being around, and someone you could see having fun with your bridal party and your parents or your grandparents or whomever, someone who's really going to kind of blend in with the group but also be a leader and kind of be a someone who is a yes person. I say that because, you know, a lot of times we approach planning as, if there's a problem, I'm going to fix it, and I'm not going to, you know, bother you with things until I can give you a yes, it's taken care of. So you don't want to be careful that you really find somebody who you can see getting through all the hurdles with you, dealing with in-laws and vendor issues. And, you know, we have seen politics, right? We had holy name fires and, you know, venues who have been have gone into foreclosure, and we've helped our clients through all of those things. And, you know, it's like I said, we can never predict what you may have to deal with a wedding, but you want someone who is going to fight through anything with you that may arise.
And that's really a great attitude, that you've really got really a friend in the business, in a way, who somebody who's a real professional. But I think there's some of you certainly got the experience of gone through so many different situations, but also somebody that has a certain human element of really looking out for you, like a little sister or something that is going to tell you maybe what you need to hear, not necessarily what's going to make you happy, but something that's going to resolve things in the way in the long run will make you happy and give you the best results. And, you know, the top wedding professionals are always the people that are looking out for your best interest. If someone just tells you what you want to hear because you want to be right, well, that's not doing you any favors in the long run.
Absolutely. That's right.
I think that's really important for once again it comes back to the trusting the people that you're hiring. And since one of the things of being a full-time wedding planner, and if you've hired somebody to be for full services, is really kind of setting the boundaries and the expectations in terms of what's appropriate in terms of the number of calls and meetings and phone calls and emails, because we live in a very 24/7, 365
mm-hmm.
kind of world. And
mm-hmm.
You are married, you have a couple children, and you have certainly your personal life as well, and it is natural that brides would feel that everything is revolving around this particular wedding, and that's the 100% most important thing in their life, and understandably. And but how do you go about setting boundaries so that you're not getting a call from a bride at midnight because they saw some great idea on a TV show that they think is just the most exciting thing, and they want to get you all excited about it? Is there, because in general, I think brides definitely want to respect your time as well, and I think that's one of the trickier things in talking to a lot of wedding planners, is finding that balance between, how many, not that there's a specific number,
mm-hmm.
but the general feel or the tone that you want to, the boundaries that you want to set aside.
No, that's a very good question. And our business is personal. And that is one of the things we love about weddings, is we get to be so close with the client and their family that we do become close and we have friendships. And many of my past clients, when I get tickets to a concert or something, I say, hey, you want to go with me? And when we get somewhere, they say, how do you know each other? I'm like, oh, I was their wedding planner. So our business is personal, and boundaries sometimes do get blurred, and they are hard to define. But we have systems at Big City Bride. We have really great systems that work not only for the clients, but for us, so that we can focus on one client at a time, and our other clients can keep working on their wedding and feeling as if they're the only wedding we have, while we do things like on a Saturday, we're not on our Blackberries and our email working on other people's weddings. We are on site at that wedding. We are present and, in the moment. You would hate to think that you're walking down the aisle and your wedding planner is sending an email to somebody whose wedding is in 6 months. So, the way that we work and the systems that we have in place and the planning format that we work allows us to communicate with our clients to say, here's what we're going to do, here's what we've done, here's what's outstanding. And, between email, phone calls, and in-person meetings, we get it done. And we manage to take a day off here and there, which is important, too. Our clients know that on Saturdays we are on site at a wedding, and on Sundays we rest. And that's important, too, is, we get the occasional text message or phone call on a Sunday morning, but, typically we kind of let our clients know, hey, if it's something that isn't urgent, where to find me, and that's the email, and we'll get to you, with answers as soon as we can. But if it is urgent, we are certainly open to whatever our clients may need.
Yeah, it's really great, because you definitely want people to feel that their wedding is the most important event. And I'm actually all about the same thing as well. I get asked all the time, like, what's the most exciting, wedding you've done, or events you've done, or whatever. And I always say the wedding I'm, most looking forward to or most excited about is my next one.
Yeah.
Because if I say, oh, we played for, Michael Douglas and Joan Rivers, and we just got some gig on the 17th, then it's like, well, I mean, who are they to really say that? And if we're playing some big celebrity wedding, I know we've just got Bob and Julie's little wedding over here for 50 people. Well, to Bob and Julie, that is the most important thing in their life, and they deserve the exact same kind of respect. And I think that's one of the things that I think Big City Bride is great about, is that even though you're doing a number of different events, every single event that you're involved with has the same level of dedication and effort and professionalism. And I think that's how you've been able to around so long and be so successful over the last 12 years. It's been 12
Thank
years,
you.
Correct?
Yeah, we've been around a long time. And, it's also important to know that, we have our team, which makes us strong in a lot of different ways. And, in fact, that when you book a planner, you are the only wedding that planner is handling that entire week. So it's not like you have to be wondering, where's my planner? They're not in the room with me. Are they at another wedding? It's because I know that that is sometimes the approach, and that's fine. There are different systems that work for different planners and different clients, but the way we are so involved and so immersed in the wedding and the plans and the family and the couple that we only take one that week, so you can be assured that we are, you know, all hands on deck. And but it also our team approach makes us stronger because we may be working on a project at a venue that, say, you know, I have never worked on, but Kim in my office has, or Claire has, or Chrissy has, or Darcy has, and I can say, you know, where's the best place to put the head table, or I need to do a photo montage, you know, what works best there. So if it's something I haven't personally managed, I can ask someone in my office. So we have a combined knowledge that is invaluable. So, and we really use all of that knowledge. And, you know, just today I did a big a report for a client who was comparing hotel suites. And luckily I had a whole bunch of floor plans to give her and diagrams and specs on a hotel because we as a team had that information in our system.
And that's great. The fact that you do have so many different planners that you can really share a lot of great information. And that is a tremendous asset to having a company like Big City Bride on your team because it's not just one person. You're really getting a group of people. And a lot of times the wedding planners that you have there are, you know, are women that are, you know, between 25 and 35 that really can sympathize with the exact age group of the brides many times. And
right.
They read the same magazines, they go to the same websites. And so they're a little bit more on some of the, up on some of the big trends, some of the different ideas,
right?
Which is really great. And speaking of that, how have you noticed wedding planning really changing in the last 5 to 10 years? Have you noticed some different trends that, that couples are leaning towards or their education or what do you
David,
think?
I love this topic, and it's. I think it's always surprising to people to hear the trends, but one major trend is there is less focus on flowers, more focus on design. And what I mean by that is there are so many interesting ways to decorate your wedding that don't involve flowers because a lot of people come to us and say, you know, I'm not a flower person, but I want a cool wedding. And what we are seeing now is details can decorate your room, and that includes things like great lighting or lounge furniture or interesting combination of chair types or interesting things on the table like books or, you know, almost things that you would buy for your home. So we approach event design these days not as, hey, what are the centerpieces going to be? It's what do you want your room to feel like? What's the experience you want to give your guests? And if that's a, you know, very hip kind of club or a traditional classic mansion feel or lofty or like a barn, then we take that vision and we incorporate it into the lighting, the furniture, the runners, tables that are made of wood, beautiful vintage woods, and mixing up the china. And really, we look at every element to the wedding and say, how can this play a part in design? You know, it's no longer just, you know, a centerpiece and some candles. It's beautiful pattern chinas and vintage items or mirrored pieces that reflect candlelight and great lighting and great furniture, and not just lounge furniture, but you know, even just like a couch that the bride and groom sit on instead of chairs. So it's more than just flowers. And in fact, we have one wedding where the only flowers at the entire wedding were in the bride's bouquet. It was an entire gorgeous wedding that had no flowers except for in her bouquet. But it was,
you wouldn't
necessarily notice that. You'd walk into this wedding and go, oh, what a cool space. What a fun wedding. But, you know, if you took a step back, you'd look, oh, there are absolutely no flowers here. And I'm not saying that flowers are completely out because they're not. They're absolutely necessary for every wedding. What I'm saying is look at the whole picture and design your room with things in addition to flowers.
That's very creative, and I know Pinterest has really blown up a lot, and a lot of creative ideas have come by people sharing ideas through Pinterest and to asking other friends of different ideas. And for me, the biggest thing with trends is to do things that are authentically you. So if they say that the fuchsia is the new hot color for, you know, October weddings, and you don't like fuchsia, well, don't do that. Do things that are that give meaning, that are just an extension of your personality. And so to me, weddings should be like this. These are the things we love, the people we love, the colors we love, the music we love, the food we love. And if you get ideas that are meaningful and you think, oh, yeah, this is great, this is something that fits in with us, do that. But don't all of a sudden become somebody else other than who you really are. And I think the best weddings and the friends that you have for 20 or 30 years are your most authentic friends. And I think the most fun you have at weddings are at weddings where they're playing music that that people really love, that the couples from Detroit, so they love Motown music, or they're a super formal couple, so they have a giant bridal party. But, you know, get these ideas, but put them through your filter. Don't try to show everybody how hip and trendy you are, because it'll never – you'll be one of those 80-year-old guys with jet black hair and an earring. You know, you won't be true to yourself. And – absolutely be yourself. And somebody working with Susan and Big City Bride, they will definitely help you express yourself through your wedding using a lot of these creative wedding designs.
Absolutely.
Do you have any last minute advice for couples that are just getting started searching for a wedding planner?
You know, whether you're searching for a wedding planner or just starting out with planning your wedding, the best advice is look at the whole picture. We see so many people who just jump in and, let's say, they book a church, and then they don't realize that you're now stuck to that date where, you know, churches typically do a couple ceremonies in a day. But when you do a reception, there's only one reception held there at night. So, you know, you need to step back and look at the entire picture. But really, you know, a little bit of, you know, horn tooting over here is hire a wedding planner. Find someone that you can give you. There's so much guidance for every element of the wedding plans. From, you know, let's talk about, do you have anybody in a wheelchair? Because there are, in Chicago, there are places that are not, you know, ADA, you know, accessible, because we have such old historic buildings that it's not always an option for grandma to get up to the second floor for the ceremony. So, you know, there's so many things you won't think of. There's so many questions you're not asking. So hire a professional, whoever that may be, who can really help you think of all of the things and see the big picture before you put any money down. And that's really our job, is to say, hey, we'll show you everything that's out there. Let's tell you what to consider, what is important to you. There's good, bad, and ugly with so many wedding components. We really want to see the whole picture.
And it really is. You're kind of a master chef in a certain way, where you're taking all these, instead of getting these random ingredients, you're able to take these things. And also, I think before, you know, people ask me all the time, like, what's your favorite venue to perform at? Well, you know, it's kind of like, who's the best person to marry? And before you go running all over Chicagoland, because there's thousands of museums and small places, is to really sit down and be like, what kind of a wedding do we want to have? Do you want to have 500 people? Do you want to have 50 people? Do we need a downtown place? And sitting down with you, Susan, is really helpful in terms of helping them kind of figure out for themselves the feel of the wedding that they want to have. Otherwise, you can just make yourself nuts by going all over the knots and going over wedding wire and going over, you know, just Googling around, looking at, you know, huge places downtown, Michigan Avenue, and then small places in the suburbs. So before you go shopping, put together a list, have a relatively clear idea of the type of wedding you want to have, and also don't get locked into the budget zone thing where you're locked into this is the number and we're just going to find something, because keep in mind that you've never bought these items before, and you may have some sticker shock, or may, oh, I didn't realize they were that. Okay, well, now I'm going to shift things over there. And working with you, Susan, and a lot of great wedding professionals, wedding planner professionals, they can really help you figure out what things generally really cost and where to put your money. And we've had people that said, oh, we've got the Drake Hotel and we've got all their flowers done and he's got everything all done. Now we need a band, and we have $2,000. Well,
yeah.
Guess what? Now you have, instead of having a full 11-piece orchestra, now you have a DJ in the most gorgeous room in Chicago. So it is really having, it is absolutely a great investment in your wedding. And if you have a terrific planner like Susan, Big City Bride, they're going to take care of you. They're going to really hold your hand and walk you through everything and tell you the truth. And will also be your good friend through the whole process. So it's really a great investment. If you'd like to learn more about Susan and all the fine wedding planners over at Big City Bride, feel free to go to their website, which is www.bigcitybride.com or 773-525-PLAN. And give them a call. Go to their website. They'll be more than happy to answer any further questions you might have. So thank you so much, Susan, for being our guest. And really appreciate you being here. And hope all of the listeners really got some great insights into the world of wedding planning. And please stay in touch. If you have any ideas about show ideas or guests that you think would be terrific, feel free to give me a call at 773-244-1239. And if you do need any great music for your wedding, please visit our website, which is www.drsmusic.com. Thank you so much, everybody, and we will see you next time around. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye, everybody.